thank you for choosing to listen to this podcast. But before we start, I need to give a big thank you to Sacred Heart Primary School for supporting me and this podcast series. This wouldn't have happened without them. Hi, I'm Amelia Brewer and this is my podcast. I'm really excited because this is my first podcast. Once again, thank you for choosing it. Today I'll be teaching you about global relationships. I hope that by the end I will have answered all your questions and you will have more knowledge on global relationships. So the most important part of learning is that you know what you're learning about. So what is a global relationship? A global relationship is a connection between two countries. It can even be more. Global relationships can be healed or destroyed, good or bad. There are so many benefits from global relationships, so we're going to learn a little bit more about them. So, what are the benefits of a healthy global relationship? A country's trade or economy can become so much better, so more people buying, making and importing things from overseas. A global relationship can also help ensure a country's safety, security and peacekeeping. So that means no conflict and no terrorism, which all countries want. They can also fight against global issues such as global warming and things like that. And it's just great to have a friendship with another country. The next thing we need to learn about is organisations. Australia is part of a lot of organisations promoting global relationships. The most famous is probably the Commonwealth of Nations, the ex-British Empire. But there are lots of others. The first one is MICTA. It stands for Mexico, Indonesia, Korea, Turkey, Australia. It was created in 2013 and works to support and encourage political cooperation. The second is APEC. It stands for Asia Pacific Economic Cooperation. It has 21 member countries and promotes trade in the Asia Pacific region. Next, we're going to talk about the UN. Most people will probably already know about this, but if you don't, it stands for the United Nations. It was formed in 1945. They focus on maintaining international peace and security, developing friendly relationships between countries, achieving international cooperation, and harmonizing nations. The last one is ASEAN, stands for Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Although it only has 10 members, it has massive importance, focusing on political cooperation and trade in the Southeast Asian area. Now I'm going to talk about responsibility. It is super important to be responsible when dealing with global relationships. Trade deals, assistance from other countries, there's so much that could go wrong and so much that requires great responsibility. Global relationships can affect a country's reputation, power and future. It is a massive responsibility to protect your country and benefit it through a global relationship. Responsibility definitely plays a big part in this topic. The last thing I'm going to talk about is Australia's biggest global relationships and friends. The first one is America. Australian and American troops have fought together in almost every major conflict since World War I. China are our biggest trade friend. The UK, we have large trade agreements with them. Their queen is our queen, and we are part of the Commonwealth, the ex-British Empire. The last one is New Zealand. They are very close to us in location. The Trans-Tasman economic relationship between Australia and New Zealand is worth approximately $24 billion New Zealand dollars each year. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you've learnt a bit more about global relationships in Australia, why they are really important and why we need them.